Chrysanthemum Clan.
Oh, I love that. That made my name feel so much more like vibrant. It had a real vibrance to it, Heather. It was good.
It's kind of like when you send an iPhone text message and you like the boom to it. What
Absolutely.
Do they call that? The reverb?
I do not know, but yes, exactly. I love it.
So we mentioned yesterday about my kitten headphones, but I really feel that we should exploit them fully.
Absolutely. They are adorable.
Yeah, and they sound pretty good. I am a professional DJ on the radio. So, I mean, you should probably take my word for it.
Absolutely. If there's anyone who I would listen to for performance audio reviews based on the fact that they are kitten-shaped, it would be you, Heather.
Thank you. So for $12, they are excellent. And you can find them at Nordstrom Rack or on the Nordstrom Rack website. They're the Laura Ashley. They have various different ones. So they have some that have little pearls on the kitten ears.
Oh, nice.
They have some that are like pom-pom fluffy pink. They have some that are little flowers. And I love them for a stocking stuffer. You can gift them to pretty much anybody in your life that is whimsical. And they sound great. So you can head up the Nordstrom Rack website and find the deal there. Or if you've got one locally, stop in.
If you feel brave. I think that considering that every meeting we do, considering that every interaction we have with other people now seems to be via video, you know, I'm on like 75 Zoom chats a week now. I think they add a bit of whimsy to a Zoom chat that, you know, maybe like my headphones are very nice and they sound very good, but they have zero whimsy. There is no whimsy at all, Heather.
I agree.
Do you think I should glue cat ears to them?
Maybe. I mean, you like dogs though.
True. Big floppy dog ears.
Yeah. But I will say too, headphones, when you like a pair of headphones, you should buy multiples because they will stop making the headphones that you love and then they will be really expensive on eBay. It's happened to me so many times. And part of me purchasing these had to do with the fact that the Skullcandy headphones that I really, really love, they don't make anymore.
And they break. Headphones break. It doesn't matter how nice of headphones you buy. It does not matter how expensive the ones you buy are. Like, 2 to 5 years, like that's headphone life expectancy, you know, they're going to break. So you use them all the time. I mean, I'm on these headphones sometimes, you know, 4 or 5 hours a day. So it's a bummer. No, they're very cute. They're a lovely, like rose gold color. I really like them. And they sound good.
Yeah, they match the eye products that are the rose gold. So you can really be coordinated.
Are you coordinated right now? I can't really, you know, I don't know if our video is high res enough for me to tell if you're wearing rose gold makeup. Are you as well?
I've got some purple eyeliner to match my purple room.
It does work well, yeah.
Yeah, so I've been flirting with a new boy and I have to look cute all the time just in case he wants to FaceTime.
Oh,
so that's kind of
that's a lot of stress, Heather. Like I don't that's a lot of work.
Listen, it's not. It's okay.
It's okay. Worth it. Absolutely worth it.
Hashtag worth it. Yeah.
Love it. Absolutely love it. Well, has he seen you in those headphones?
Not yet.
Saving that. Saving yes. that. That's going to yeah. be like, that's the clincher. Like when you need to pull in like a, you know, I really need to pull the trigger on this one. You wear the headphones and he will be in love.
Mm-hmm. Put a ring on it, headphones.
Absolutely. Speaking of love, Heather, do you want to talk about Kristen Stewart?
Yes, yes.
So if you're not aware, Kristen Stewart has a new holiday film on Netflix. It is called Happiest Season. And it's interesting. It's unlike, I think, a lot of traditional holiday movies. She is a lesbian in it and in a committed relationship with another woman. And the whole story is in kind of a moment of whimsy, you might say, during the Christmas holidays, she ends up getting invited to her girlfriend's Christmas. You know, they were going to stay separate. She was going to stay in whatever city she's from and she was going to pet sit over holidays because, you know, Christmas isn't her thing. Her parents died when she was younger. And so, you know, doesn't have a lot of family, so on and so forth. And her girlfriend, kind of in a fit of holiday, you know, excitement, invites her to come with. And so she's like, yeah, I guess I can find someone else to do it. And so she gets Dan Levy, who is plays David on Schitt's Creek, to like pet sit for. He's like her best friend, and he's amazing. I know you have not seen Schitt's Creek yet, you need to watch it. And if anyone else has not watched that yet, they all need to watch it too, because it's absolutely incredible. But he takes over her pet sitting job, and she goes with her to her holiday, you know, kind of vacation with her family. And they get about halfway there, and she says, you know how in the summer I told you that I came out to my parents and they were super okay, happy with it? And she's like, yeah. She's like, that didn't happen. It just didn't seem like the right time. And it turns out that her dad is running for, I want to say, mayor of the town they live in, or governor, like some elected office. And so she's like, and I don't want to tell him now because he's so into this mayor thing and it wouldn't really work. And plus her family's kind of conservative. And so she's afraid it won't really work. And so she's like, so I need you to pretend that you're my friend and that we're roommates and you didn't have anyone to, you know, spend Christmas with. And that's why you came with. And, you know, that goes about as well as you think it would. Everyone really latches onto the fact that she's an orphan and how terrible it is. Mary Steinberger, Mary Steenburgen, who is, let's see, what has everyone seen her in? She plays the love interest of Doc in Back to the Future 3, if you remember that.
Do something with Ted Danson.
She, I believe, is married to Ted Danson.
Oh, okay.
I think. So yes, her.
She does a lot of things.
A lot of things with Ted Danson. A shocking amount of things with Ted Danson. She's in. She plays her girlfriend's mom, and like literally, she's like, "Oh my god, I'm so sorry that your parents are dead." She's like, "It's fine. It happened a long time ago." And they talk about all the time. They're like, "Oh, was it different than when you were in the orphanage?" She's like, "I was 19 when they died. I did not go to an orphanage." And they just keep lashing. But then, you know, she like has to have a separate room, of course, because she, you know, like, why would I? We have different rooms. Why would you want to spend why would you want to have to sleep in the same bed as your roommate? That's super weird. Mm-hmm. Kind of all these, you know, kind of holiday hijinks ensue, and you know, it's a really good movie, and I really enjoyed it. And then I read a bunch of opinion on it about it on the internet, and a lot of people who are actually LGBTQ are like, no, this is terrible, and she should have like left with her girlfriend's ex-girlfriend, and that's where the movie should have ended. But it kind of resolves in a way that is definitely happy, but maybe isn't fantastic if you've actually been through a lot of that thing. Like, you know, I think a lot of people were like, you should never have to lie about who you are in a relationship. But a good movie, like, you know, it's one of those kind of movies that you can go like, yeah, this movie's kind of problematic, but
this movie's a problem.
Well,
however,
you know, I mean, like you've seen Love Actually, right?
I have.
Right. Love Actually is a fantastic Christmas movie. Probably one of my favorite Christmas movies, even though I think that's there's a lot of people that don't like Love Actually too. But like, you have to recognize in Love Actually, like the guy who goes to Keira Knightley's house with the placards that are like, you know, hey, I just want to tell you that, you know, I know you married my best friend that I love you. Like that's a problem. Like you should never, ever, ever do that. That's a terrible thing to do to another person.
That's a Woody Allen movie right there.
Yeah, but that is still a really good movie. And so I can say like that part of it is kind of crappy. And just like parts of this movie are, you know, probably not the right way to behave and so on and so forth. But the movie overall is really good. So it's on Netflix. I said it's called Happiest Season. Kristen Stewart's in it. Dan Levy's in it. You know, like Alison Brie's in it, if you remember her. It's just good. It was an enjoyable movie. Like I said, the reaction, and obviously, like, I watch it in a different way, like being a straight white dude, watch it in a very different way than other people do. So, you know, some of it's kind of my like, I've never had to lie to anyone about the relationship I'm in. So obviously I have a different set of privileges than everybody else. But, you know, that being said, I enjoyed it. And I think it's enjoyable. So you might, I would say check it out. That's what I would say. And take it with a grain of salt.
I would be curious to hear from our LGBTQ listeners.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To know how they feel, whether or not the representation aspect is worth the misrepresentation.
Absolutely.
So let us know what you think.
It's kind of one of those double-edged swords where absolutely you're right. Like, you want to have that representation, but at the same time, like, man, couldn't that representation be better? Like, do we have mm-hmm. to have... I guess the thing is couldn't it just be... Couldn't we have crappy Christmas movies about gay people falling in love? Like, does it have to be... Like, couldn't a nice corporate lawyer who happens to be gay go back to a lovely small town where, you know, she falls in love with her, you know, ex who's a lumberjack there, as opposed to, you know, the guy that, or the other girl she's dating in New York? Like, couldn't we just have that Christmas movie? Does it have to be this?
Or maybe better yet, maybe the LGBTQ community could write the Christmas movies.
Well, that's kind of what they're saying about this, is that it's a little strange because Kristen Stewart is part of that community. Mm-hmm. And they kind of wonder to a degree why she would be in a movie. Well, and Dan Levy, too, like, is also part of that community.
Well, she clearly signed off on it enough to do it. She's a big enough star that she doesn't have to do anything.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
I don't know, you know, and it's complicated, Heather. Everything's complicated, like, to some degree or another. But I enjoyed it, even while I was watching it, I was like, this doesn't seem quite right. But at the same time, like, movies need conflict. You know what I mean? Like, if a movie is just like, if she'd gotten there and just like, hey, family, this is what's up, and they were terrible, like, that would have been a way worse movie. You know what I mean? Like, I would rather watch this one that was problematic than one where she gets there and her family's like, well, you can't stay here anymore then. Like, that would have been a way worse movie. So,
yeah,
I don't know. But absolutely, so, you're right.
Should the people watch it or should they not watch
it? I liked
the
it.
Question.
Yeah, okay, watch it. I think it was good. But I think it's also very healthy to discuss why you shouldn't watch it and what could have been done to make this movie better. So I think... Don't not watch it because you hear it's not terrific or you hear it's problematic. Like, watch it and then become part of that conversation about how those movies can be better.
I will absolutely watch it for the wrong reason, which is that I will stare at Kristen Stewart for any length of time.
That might be the right reason. I don't think that's a wrong reason. I think
I enjoy viewing her.
Yeah, very much. She's good in it, too. She's really good. So, yeah.
So tomorrow, I'm going to talk about the fact that I'm a basic broad.
I like that. That's a good, like, safe for podcast term. It's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's all? Just, like, in general?
I'm a basic broad who shops at Bed Bath & Beyond. Lots of alliteration, Cliff.
The basic broad that shops at Bed Bath & Beyond. That is good. That is really good. Mm-hmm. I'm going to talk about more Christmas movies because that's all I've been doing this year.
Hip, hip, hooray.